Let me state first of all that when Brother Whitten spoke to this guy Manny out in the Philippines, he did not contact Judito afterward to determine the truthfulness or untruthfulness of what Manny had told him. I don't know who Manny is, but I do know who Judito is, and I have spoken to some of the brethren who are here from the Philippines, and they have clued me in as to what the man is. My contention is still that when a man takes as much leeway to promoting or not promoting the school of preaching as is evidenced in this letter, then the elders need to be in on it. I still maintain that. I don't care what might have been the intent. We might have approved it. I don't know. But we had nothing to say whatsoever about it. The letter was gone before we got any wind of what was taking place. Now, Bill, I've got the floor. When we talked to these brethren, they told me that some of these things were not true. I talked to Brother Judito on the 5th of November, and he told me that he was not living in the church building, as Manny charged that he was. He told someone later, and I don't remember now who it was, that he was never living in that church building. But Brother Whitten didn't check any of that out. He took Manny's word and then came home and began on these things. Now, there were some other things that Brother Judito told me. In the first place, I don't know how he was living. He was supposed to be building a house. But the house, as I understand it, that he was building was 16 by 20, one room. Two stories tall, one on top of the other. Now, that's a big mansion, isn't it? Brother Judito was doing that. Now, Judito made some mistakes. If he stated, or if he knew that he was to send a report to the Brethren in Rescue or wherever, and he didn't do it, he was down. I wouldn't try to whitewash him for one moment. But I don't think that Brother Whitten had the right to write such a letter concerning the school of preaching and concerning the support of students without having conferred with the elders to get their concurrence or non-concurrence. And that's what the thing was all about. And it was in the middle of this discussion that Brother Whitten made the statement that I'm going to be forced to resign. Now, he was never asked for a resignation or anything. He just said, I'm going to be forced to resign. Bobby, did you want to say something? You looked like you had something you wanted on your mind. Okay.